Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, what's going on?
Okay, I got a couple of things I want to talk to. I want to talk to you a little bit about this music teacher in Pennsylvania. But first, Snowcone sent me this.
Okay.
You are a huge baseball fan, Liza.
I am. I love baseball.
So maybe you're aware of this, although it's not really sports related, but it does involve Zach Davies. Do you know Zach
Davies?
Oh, yeah,
I saw this, man.
This is possibly the most
favorite baseball player.
Epic breakup. Julia, have you heard anything about this? Divorce in the major leagues?
No.
So Zach Davies is a pitcher for the Diamondbacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is going through a divorce. His ex apparently posted this on Instagram, according to the New York Post. Like, that's originally where this started. No one knew exactly why they were splitting up, or at least, I guess the public didn't know. And then she went on Instagram and explained what happened. She wrote in this message that her marriage began to crumble when her husband cut off all communication and later blocked her. Now I'm thinking, like, okay, well, I guess if you're going through divorce, maybe he's mad,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But no. This makes it sound like...
Yes.
He literally goes out of town, I assume for a game or work of some sort. She's back home in Arizona. He sends her one text at 6 a.m. one day, then blocks her and doesn't talk to her. He ghosts her for a year.
His wife.
He ghosts his own wife.
Now, there was like something in the story, I think I said, that maybe she had caught him having an affair or something.
Oh, I mean, I have no idea. I'm sure there could be plenty of reasons. Maybe he did something wrong, but...
Right, but I mean, if you don't put that in there, if that is part of it, then... It's just like, it's even more weird that he just ghosted her. But I think if I read the story right, and Snowcone, if you read the story, someone can correct me, she finds out that he's having an affair. And so they're going to, maybe walk through it, maybe not. They don't have a chance. He goes out of town with the team. And instead of saying anything, instead of talking to her, instead of going to counseling or anything, he just sends her one text and then blocks her and doesn't talk to her for a year.
Yep. And I don't know what that text
was. He just ghosted her for his own wife for a year. Like, yeah, no. And she's like, I think we should talk about your affair. Not going to.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yep. So.
Julia's like, what? Isn't that like, he's just like, yeah, no.
Unbelievable, but like also not, because if you told me a man did that, like.
Right, yeah.
Laszlo, is it you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to this idea. She's like, we really should talk about it. And you're like, nah, I'm good.
She said she had to file for divorce without one single conversation
with
him about, are we breaking up? Is this over? This is her quote here. Zach took the easy way out, where he doesn't have to be held accountable for his actions. He has the luxury of pretending our life never existed. He has chosen to stay silent. He has chosen to not give me a single ounce of closure. I, on the other hand, had to live through the immense pain and hurt he caused. I couldn't hide from it, unlike him. I had to live through the reality of it all.
Well,
now, I'm thinking, you didn't.
That's on you.
You could have done it. You could have.
That's on you.
Not
oh
talked to
God.
Him.
Oh, my God.
Well, it is on her. I mean, she had
lie.
To. I'm just saying, she's like, I had to live with it. Well, unfortunately, you're not built like him. Or maybe he had to live with it, too. We don't know whether
right.
it was hard on him or not. But, he ghosted you.
And it sounds like she's saying he never had to have
don't
a single
say,
talk
say
about
ghosted
this.
Ghosted you like it was somebody you hooked up with once off Hinge.
No, yeah. It's someone he was married to. It just goes to prove you can ghost at any time.
Yeah.
It's never too late to
God.
Ghost.
You guys make me want to run through a wall.
You don't have, gentlemen, you don't have to have the discussion.
Ladies.
Yes,
you don't have
you
to.
Do.
No,
oh my
you
gosh.
Don't. No, you don't. You can just be like, she's like, I know you had an affair, and you just respond at 6 a.m. Yep. And then, there you go. I don't know, see you whenever.
She says,
in court, I guess. Right? Yeah. Like, you don't have to have the discussion. He obviously didn't want to have the discussion. Maybe he knew he was wrong. Maybe he didn't care. Maybe he hated her.
I have no idea.
Maybe he's like, you know what? I already feel bad enough about it.
Hold on. I still really don't understand. I don't want to go in circles. I
love that she's got water.
I still understand why ghosting is so bad.
Like an ice pack.
Conversations are bad, too.
I need an ice pack right now. I have a migraine from this conversation.
If you're breaking up with someone and it's over, those conversations aren't fun. It's not like I'm robbing you of a good time.
You guys act like it's a breakup that they've been dating for like a week or two.
No, it's a marriage. That's why I'm talking about it. This is epic. And he left town and then said, it's over. He did not talk to her. He blocked her number. And
she
said, I am signing my divorce papers from someone who still hasn't spoken a word to me to this day.
Yes, we're done. That is nuts.
That's impressive.
Not impressive.
That is impressive.
Why are you all the way that you are?
I could see it if he disappeared, right?
And she didn't know where he was.
She didn't know where he was, if he was okay. Now she's wasting time.
But he sent her the one text.
Right. He sends her text.
I'm good.
She knows
we're
what
done.
He does for a living. She can watch him on TV, and he's just not responding to her. It's over.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. And maybe at first
you
think he's
mad. You know
mad.
What? You can't make me talk about it. Just because you want to talk about it doesn't mean that I have to. I don't want to talk about it. I never want to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it.
No.
Be a decent human and talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't understand why it's not decent. He didn't say anything mean. Think about all the horrible things that are said during so many divorces.
Because he did something terrible. You're ending your relationship too. Like, you don't want to have closure?
What if he thinks I'm going to say things I'm going to regret?
I don't want closure.
Yeah, closure. What is closure? Divorce is closure. And what if he's thinking, I'm going to say a lot of things? And
there is no greater closure than the person never talking to you again.
No, it's legal and it's final and it's over. I mean, hey, you don't have to worry about, like, could
we
be friends?
I really don't see. I mean, I understand why it's a story and why it's shocking for someone to ghost their wife for a year.
It's never been
but
done.
When you think about it, it makes perfect sense.
That's what I'm saying. It does make perfect sense. Yes, it does. I totally agree, Lazo. I'm not trying to be funny here or controversial. I think, let's just imagine that he is upset.
Put it this way. Just back up. And just let me say it this way. For all of the people who have been through a messy divorce and the entire process from when the divorce papers were served until the time, let's just say there's no kids, so you don't have to deal with it afterwards, right? To the point to where you made your final settlement, right? All of those discussions you had, all of those arguments, did that closure make it better?
Exactly.
Did that closure, was that something you both needed? It's just a pissing match, fight between two people who hate each other. So at this point, he actually said, I'm not doing that for years. I'm not arguing with you.
Right.
You're right. I cheated on you. He didn't. Fine. Well, I'm not fighting with you for 2 years about it, where you're going to text me and call me a sack of S and I text you back and we argue and argue and argue.
Right.
That's what happens when people get divorced. He was like, I'm not doing it.
He took the high road.
The high road.
It's not the high road.
It is the high road. And look, at last I
he
checked
took
here,
the high road.
I'm being serious. He hasn't said anything. I'm looking for
he
an update.
He still hasn't.
He hasn't even talked to the media, which I think is great. It's not like he's like, I'm not talking. He's not calling her names.
Mm-mm.
He's just like, I'm not talking about it. And the New York Post looks into this. They reach out to the Diamondbacks. They're like, we're not talking about it. They didn't give a comment. All they can prove is that, yeah, he's 29 years old. He hasn't posted on Instagram or Twitter since September of 2020. Back then, when he last used social media, he played for the Padres. That's all we got. So it's not like he's out there name calling. He's a class act. And he said, I'm walking away from this with dignity.
That's a class act.
Yes. I really believe that. And he said, I'm going to do something that I don't see why anyone would say this isn't possible or that it shouldn't be done. Because there's no logic behind why it shouldn't be done or couldn't be done. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to prove
wait,
it.
Wait. There's more of the story here.
You got an update? My story is from 2 days ago, or at least yesterday. Yeah, 2 days ago. It's from the 18th. And this story didn't say anything about the cheating. They kind of alluded to the problems, but they didn't say anything about the cheating, so I don't have details on that.
Okay. I'm reading this. This is from January 24th of 2022. Cheyenne Floyd, fiance Zach Davis. Is this a different Zach Davis?
Davies.
Okay, that's it. Good. Thank you.
Different person?
I put in Zach Davis, spelt it wrong, and it took me to a Teen Mom story. I was like, wait, did he knock up? Because that makes it even crazier. But no. Different Zach Davis.
Whew.
The Church of Laszlo.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.